This is Passing Judgment, a podcast about the law and how it affects you. I'm your host, Loyola Law School professor Jessica Levinson. Think of me as your personal law professor as we navigate the big legal questions of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers. Hey everybody, it's Jessica, and today I want to talk to you about a major federal court ruling that deals with the Trump administration's ability to essentially control what happens in certain public and private universities. Specifically, I'm talking about a preliminary injunction that was issued by a federal district court judge just a few days ago, dealing with the funding of the UC system and specifically UCLA. So let's jump right into it because this has repercussions far beyond the UCs and UCLA, but really deals with the Trump administration's ability to exert pressure on other public and, yes, also private universities to try and make changes within those universities. So number one, what is the main issue here? The issue really is whether or not the Trump administration can freeze, terminate, or condition sometimes billions of dollars in federal research funding to the UC system, and in the case of UCLA, demand that they pay $1.2 billion in settlement funds in order to do a few things, like force changes to campus speech policies, to DEI policies, to gender-related healthcare, to protest rules, and to foreign student admissions. The federal district court judge, in this case, Judge Lim, said that allowing the Trump administration to say to UCLA, you must make these changes and you must pay this money, would not comply with, one, the Administrative Procedures Act, which I'll talk about, two, the First Amendment, and three, the 10th Amendment. So the district court judge in this case, as I said, issued a preliminary injunction, essentially stopping the Trump administration from saying you must make these changes if you want to be able to continue to get funding. Because this is a preliminary injunction, the Trump administration could appeal to the Ninth Circuit. At that point, we would wait for a ruling from the Ninth Circuit, and depending on what happens, this case could still go back down to the district court judge because, again, we're just talking about a preliminary injunction here. This is not a final ruling on the merits. We have not had a permanent injunction, and we've not, of course, seen a trial either. So one thing I want to remind everybody, this is not the case where the UC itself is the party. That's a separate case. This is a case where the plaintiffs are faculty, staff, graduate students, and unions who depend on the federal funding at issue here. So a little bit of factual background. The Trump administration has alleged that the UC system, and specifically UCLA, have allowed anti-Semitism and other federal civil rights violations in order things like continuing to use racial preferences in admissions. Over the summer, the Trump administration froze more than $500 million in health and science research funding to UCLA. The Trump administration sent a 27-page settlement demand requiring that UCLA do a few things, some of which I just mentioned. One, pay $1.2 billion. Two, hire a senior administrator to review and curb DEI efforts. Three, limit campus protests in specific ways. Four, bar UCLA Health from gender-affirming surgeries and certain hormone therapies for minors. Five, deny admission to foreign students with, quote, anti-Western or anti-American sentiments. Five, alter admissions in ways that would limit students' abilities to discuss race in essays, something that was left open by the Supreme Court's decision to overturn affirmative action policies. Now, the message from the Trump administration was effectively agree to these changes or UCLA's existing funding would stay frozen and some future contracts, some future grants would also be at risk. Meanwhile, the Trump administration had already terminated or suspended dozens of other UC grants, and Judge Lin, the same judge in this case, had previously ordered that those particular grants be restored in previous injunctions. So What did the judge say in this case? Again, Judge Lim issued a preliminary injunction, and this blocks the Trump administration from forcing UCLA to pay the $1.2 billion settlement and prohibits the Trump administration from cutting off, freezing, or conditioning UC's research funding in ways that don't provide notice and an opportunity to be heard, or coerce the UC system into violating the faculty and students' First Amendment rights, or into accepting unlawful conditions. The judge in this case, Judge Lin, said that the administration's actions were, quote, coercive and retaliatory. And she found a couple of things. Again, I want to highlight these three big buckets of legal issues. One is likelihood of success on the Administrative Procedures Act. Another is likelihood of success based on the First Amendment. And the third is likelihood of success based on the 10th Amendment. So let's talk about each of those in turn now. The Administrative Procedures Act, which essentially requires that federal agencies making certain final determinations provide notice and an opportunity to be heard. Again, meaning that they provide due process. The claim here is that the Trump administration violated the Administrative Procedures Act by freezing, terminating, and threatening to withhold federal research funds and imposing this, again, $1.2 billion fine or payment, however we want to describe it, without adequate notice, without a meaningful opportunity to respond and be heard, and without enough explanation as to why those grants could be stopped and or frozen. You know, under the APA, a federal agency cannot act in a way that is arbitrary and capricious. And Judge Lim found that the federal agencies likely did act in that way, that the agencies ignored UCLA's own remedial steps on anti-Semitism, that they failed to articulate clear reasons for the alleged DEI violations, and that their pattern of freezing and suspending federal funds therefore likely violated the Administrative Procedures Act. So, next, I want to talk about the First Amendment. The issue here was whether or not the Trump administration infringed on First Amendment rights by conditioning funding on what could be viewed as ideological concessions, and therefore whether or not the Trump administration chilled speech. Now, because the UC system is obviously a public university system, its faculty and students have constitutional protections against government coercion and compelled speech and generally infringement on their First Amendment rights. Judge Lim's ruling emphasizes that the government can't use its funding power to try and coerce certain viewpoint suppression or require something akin to ideological conformity. For instance, they can't demand that certain topics are taught, how protests specifically might be handled, how gender identity is taught, how international students are screened for their views. There were a number of faculty declarations in this case alleging that faculty members were already self-censoring and that they were avoiding teaching certain topics or writing about certain issues. So Judge Lim enjoined the administration from conditioning funding on taking actions that would violate the First Amendment rights of the faculty and staff. Now, finally, let's talk about the 10th Amendment. The issue here really is whether or not the federal government can leverage the UC's dependence of billions of dollars in federal grants to basically force them to adopt certain policies. Now, under the spending clause, conditions on federal grants can't be so extreme that they're basically a gun to the head of states, meaning that they have no ability to say, no, we don't want to. Now, UCs generally receive more than $4 billion annually in federal research funding. A third of the UC's $50 billion plus statewide budget. Losing that money or paying $1.2 billion would potentially be economically devastating to the UC system. So here, Judge Lim found that the conditions the Trump administration was imposing likely did amount to coercion. That would invade state sovereignty and it would be improper under the spending clause. So that very briefly is this, I think, quite big decision by a district court judge in San Francisco explaining why the Trump administration can't cut funding, say they will cut future funding, or impose penalties in order to try and get certain concessions from the UCs. Obviously, there will be more on this case, but it's pretty much breaking news, and I wanted to bring it to you right away. As always, please rate, review, and subscribe.